U.S. taxpayers unwittingly propping up a deadly anti-gay atmosphere in Uganda. American evangelical leaders blamed for helping incite an environment that spawned the Bahati Kill the Gays bill. Now, anti-gay conservative religious leader Scott Lively is charged in court with fomenting this inhumane environment. Beyond those kind of headlines, Roger Ross Williams' new documentary film, God Loves Uganda, presents some of the less famous but equally significant parts of this tragic and still, unfortunately still, evolving story. And I'm very pleased to have Mr. Williams join us now on State of Belief Radio. Welcome, Mr. Williams.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Please talk about the documentary project. What was the story you set out to tell, and why this story?
Well, I really set out to tell the story, sort of behind the headlines and sort of what was sort of inspiring lawmakers like Bahati in Uganda to get past this, to try to pass this Kill the Gays bill.
Mm-hmm.
And, as I began to sort of dig deeper, I learned that, Uganda is the number one destination for American missionaries. And I learned that there were certain churches, it was certainly not all missionaries, a lot of missionaries are doing great work in Uganda, but there were certain missionaries sort of, preaching intolerance. And what struck me was that on the ground, there were missionaries, that believed that gays were possessed by demons, believed mm-hmm. all these things, and they were really going door to door and pushing this sort of intolerance. And besides the Scott Livelys, who were doing it at a higher level, there is an army
mm-hmm.
of
mm-hmm.
people preaching this kind of intolerance.
Roger, I mean, we all know what we've read in the papers, what we've heard through various media, and that's bad enough in itself. Did you discover along the way some things that you didn't know were going on or expect to be going on that shocked you about this story?
Yeah, some of the stuff I discovered, I didn't even put in the documentary because it was very damning. But there were some religious leaders in Uganda. There's the sort of the obvious outspoken ones like Martin Sempa and Julius Oyet. But I also discovered that they were sort of planning in a meeting about taking the law into their own hands, so to speak. That they were saying, the government wasn't moving fast enough, and they would have to go out and go door to door and round up gays themselves. And that was pretty shocking. Mm. And that was filmed by Reverend Capiacoma, who was undercover in some of those meetings.
Good grief. Who is benefiting from the ongoing anti-gay campaigns there? I mean, why does it keep on? Somebody's getting something out of it.
Well, Martin Sempa has a television show on Ugandan television, and on his television show, in the film, we have a clip from his television show. His guest was David Bahati, and he asked Bahati, who's exactly that? He's like, who is Bahati said that donations from America tripled once they introduced the Kill the Gays bill. So there are a lot of American organizations who are behind this and are, tripling their donations to churches in Uganda that support the bill. And Sempa and Bahati said that on television in Uganda.
My gosh.
Yeah.
I wish I didn't know that.
I know. It's very sad.
So when you draw the dotted line, who in the United States bears responsibility for this?
Well, the main responsibility has to lie at Scott Lively, because Scott Lively is, so to speak, ground zero in this, in that he, when the famous conference that he had in Kampala,
mm-hmm.
addressing the, you know, teaching them about the threat of homosexuality.
Right.
But Scott Lovely did more than that. You know, he addressed the parliament for 5 hours. He also went on Sempa's television show, and he said, it is important that you guys create legislation to stop gays who are trying to come in here and take over your country and take over the world and destroy society as we know it. And those were his words. So they took him very seriously, even though he's an extremist in America and not taken seriously and doesn't even have a church in America. Mm-hmm. He was taken very seriously there because he represents, you know, he represents America. He represents hope and wealth and everything that America represents. And they don't differentiate between, like, you know, one evangelical from another. So
right.
It's like, he gets the same attention that, you know, someone who is coming in there to do good would get.
Are there high-profile faces of people in the United States that have been helping him shove this agenda in Uganda?
There have been, you know, he has gotten support from a number of very fringe organizations. I think that a lot of the high-profile American religious leaders, like Rick Warren, have distanced themselves and come out with statements against the bill.
Good.
But the money, it's almost like an underground flow of money, and you can't really track that because churches don't have to they don't have to say where their money's going.
Yeah.
So you know, there is money flowing. We know that Sempa, we know that Oyet. I mean, Oyet is connected. He's one of the writers of the bill. He's connected to College of Prayer in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They have fundraising tapes. And he's one of the most vocal. I mean, he said on tape that he held the Bible up and he said, this Bible says that gays must be killed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where it says that in the Bible,
right.
But that's what he said.
Okay, I've got to change just a little bit and ask, are there heroes in this story?
There are heroes in this story. There are people, you know, like Bishop Christopher Sinyanjo, who are standing up to this sort of level of intolerance and preaching a message of inclusiveness and that you know, God's kingdom is open to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's and he is, you know, he's one of the few voices. I think you've had him on your show. He's alone out there in his battle. Really, there's very few voices. But, you know, he is standing up, and he has a church that invites everyone to come on Sunday, and he's sort of fighting against all of this.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I guess it's inevitable that in a situation like this, there are so many misunderstandings about what really is going on and what the situation in Uganda really is like. Can you sort out any of that for us? I mean, what are the major myths that you hear that you could help us explode?
You know, there the myth is that homosexuality is not exist in Africa. That it was it is being bought in and promoted by organizations like the United Nations and UNICEF.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can. Both Bishop Christopher Sinyanjo and Kapi Koma, who is Tanzanian but did the study on Uganda, you know, there has been the king, you know, the king of in Uganda hundreds of years ago was openly gay. There is a long history that there were people who are homosexual and who are African. So it's not something being introduced by the West. It's something that's been there. It's part of, you know, life, and that's a myth that's been,
mm-hmm.
heavily pushed by the anti-gay movement in Uganda.
Well, let me ask you this. I'm going back now to pick up on something you've already said. But is it close to the truth to say that the real concern about this movement in Uganda is not a moral concern but a financial concern?
Yes. There are... As you see in my film, there are pastors who are profiting greatly from this, who are living in mansions, who are flying in private jets, and who are taking the money directly from America, in order to sort of create this sort of nirvana, let's say, mm-hmm. so to speak. The culture wars are, you know, being that are being fought in America are being, you know, sort of lost. And, you know, a lot of American evangelicals in my film say, you know, like Lou Engel, he's like, you know, we've lost the culture war here, but we're winning in Africa, mm-hmm. and we're going to support that. So a lot of money is flowing. And this is about money. This is also about a distraction from mm-hmm. from the real issues going on with corruption. It's about the government distracting people and creating a boogeyman, creating mm-hmm. a common enemy.
If this thing gets solved, as we hope and pray and work to see it happen, where do you see solutions coming from?
I see solutions coming from American, you know, people who go to everyone who goes to church and who puts money in the collection plate and who gives to help to do good things in Africa, to help feed the hungry, to help house orphans, that they question where that money goes. They question their pastor, they question their church, and they say, we want to make sure this money is going to do good, not bad, yeah. not evil. And that if Americans all question that money is not going to fund the Martin Sempas or the Julia Soyettes or the real hate-mongering pastors, then if their money is cut off, then that's it. They're cut off.
Yeah. I think I know the answer to the question of why you made God Loves Uganda, but I have another question related to that. What did making this film, God Loves Uganda, do to you?
Well, you know, I grew up in the Baptist church. Mm-hmm. My father is a religious leader in the church. My sister is a pastor. It's the, you know, family business. Mm-hmm. And, I've always been fascinated by the power of, faith and religion for both good and evil. But what I wanted to do is I wanted to understand, as a gay man, I wanted to understand what drove people to hate me so much that they wanted to kill me, and I wanted to go, and I went right into the fire. And what I did was actually the walls that separated me from the people who were actually preaching hate against me sort of broke down. As we got to know each other, yeah. we got to understand each other more, and I actually got to understand them, and I became friends with a lot of the people in my films, even the really evil anti-gay pastors in Uganda. You know, I would sit down and have meals with them, and they would say to me, you know, I couldn't really in the beginning tell them that I'm gay. Mm-hmm. I said, you know, but nice, and I would say to them, they're like, you're our friend, Roger, and mm-hmm. I would say, you know, have you ever met a gay person? They were like, no, we wouldn't know what we would do if we'd meet a gay person. They later found out, and they welcomed me into their home still. You know, we sort of came closer together, and it sort of gave me a little glimpse that there is hope that, you know, it doesn't have to be this sort of us versus them sort of, you know, fight against each other, that we can sort of come together and live together in peace.
Yeah, it's a lot easier to hate somebody that just looks vague to you, but if it's a person sitting in front of you, it's pretty different.
Yeah.
Should I have known right away that you were Baptist when I saw your name, Roger Williams?
No.
Okay. I just wondered if that had anything to do. Look, I do want you to do one other thing. Please talk to our listeners about where and when they can see your film.
Yes. The film will air on PBS, on public television, on Independent Lens. And if you go to pbs.org, you can look up, or you can either go to pbs.org or godlovesuganda.com. Go to our website. There will be information on when. We don't have the air date yet because it'll probably be later this year. Mm-hmm. But if you go to godlovesuganda.com, there'll be information on where you can see it. And also, we're going to be doing community screenings at churches all across America. We have hundreds of churches across the country who right. want to bring this film and have a discussion about this film. So we've gotten tons of community screenings set up that are going to be happening. So if you go to our website, you can find out which church in your area it's going to be screened at. And we're also going to be screening at theology schools across the country.
Roger Ross Williams is the director of the new documentary, God Loves Uganda. Please keep your eyes open for your chance to see it. If you lose the contact with him that he just gave you that information, come to the State of Belief website, and we'll help you find him and find information on the film. Mr. Williams, thank you so much for being with us on State of Belief Radio, and I also thank you so much for doing the good work that you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you.